And we're shaking it up a little bit this morning. You never know what to expect here on KUMD, and you certainly never know what to expect of our man Larry Weber joining us this morning a little bit early. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I appreciate you letting me a little early. I'm in a crazy schedule today, and I won't be able to call in at my usual time. I am in southern Minnesota, if you're familiar with that part of the world, and I know you are, Lisa. This spring is advancing faster here than it is up north, and we have been having conditions and seeing things that will be appearing in the Northland a little bit later. Good migrations of birds this week we've been watching, and we've been going out looking for the spring wildflowers, and both have been quite accommodating, seeing them in the abundance. We got a beautiful thunderstorm, came through yesterday morning, but otherwise it's been pretty clear and warm, 85 degrees here yesterday. Now, that is not a misprint. Boy, that's a summer temperature. But we had that here yesterday in mid-May. Otherwise, I think today is going to be a bit cooler. The warblers are the main goal, and they've been very, very cooperative. We've seen about half of the number of species of warblers that come along here. Now, we're near the Mississippi River, and the Mississippi River is a flyway, and the birds come through in good numbers. There's plenty more than warblers, and a lot of these warblers will keep right on going to be up in our part of the state as well. But we've been seeing Baltimore Orioles, rosebreast grosbeaks, hummingbirds, catbirds. We had a very unusual sighting yesterday of another kind of oriole besides Baltimore Oriole. We saw the orchard oriole, which for many of us was quite a different sighting. Swallows, five kinds of swallows, some of which the cliff swallows have been making nests. We've seen different kinds of thrushes and vireos and flycatchers. All of these, almost all of these, could be seen in our part of the state as well. So it's been really interesting. Canada geese families have been quite common. We see them every day. And we've been seeing other birds that live out in the swamps and so forth, like the sorrel rail and yellow legs and herons and stuff like that. This morning on my walk, I was out early enough to see a flock of nighthawks come over. Now, nighthawks are a late migrant in the Northland, and I usually don't see them until about the 1st of June. The same as with an indigo bunting, which we saw this week as well. So we're a little bit ahead. They say spring progresses at the rate of 15 miles a day, so maybe about another week or so we'll be seeing some of this up in our part of the state. A couple things to look for in the area around Duluth. There is the new babies showing up. I had a couple of persons tell me about fox kits that they have been seeing. And then it's not too early to start to look for the fawns, the early fawns, the deers, the doe dropping the fawns, often seen in late May. I had an interesting experience before I left to go on this trip. I went down to the lake near my house. It was a clear day in late May. Turtles were out basking. Now, what goes on in May? May is probably the best month to see them basking. What goes on is that the water is still cold, and the sunshine comes along. They must bask. That's very important in their life. Some people, in having lake frontage, will go out and remove all the logs and so forth from it. And what they're doing is taking away the site for the turtles to bask. And therefore, they don't bask, they don't get some of the vitamins they need. So it's very important for them. Well, in this one log, I counted 40 painted turtles all out there basking. And yes, they were taking advantage of it. Other things of note, the frogs have been calling. I heard chorus frog, wood frog, spring peeper, leopard frog all calling. Now, down where I am here, I can add to that list the tree frogs that started to call. And then yesterday was just abundant. The ponds along the sides of the road and so forth were just filled with calling of American toads. Toads are interesting. They give a high-pitched trilling noise as their call. They have a very short breeding season, and if you come back to the same spot here next week, they'd probably be all done. We've seen a few kinds of butterflies, but I told the group, be on the lookout for monarchs, and we have not seen any monarchs at all yet, so their migration is going to be a little bit later. Spring wildflowers have just been abundant. There is wonderful parks to see spring wildflowers. Anybody who can't wait for the terrific growth of spring wildflowers that we get at Jay Cook State Park. If you just can't wait long enough to see those, take this weekend and come down to visit Whitewater State Park. And I know, Lisa, you are familiar with that state park and a couple of others near there, and they're just filled. It was hard to not see wildflowers when we were there yesterday. And the list goes on and on and on, most of which will be showing up in the Northland later, especially in Jay Cook State Park. We are also entering the time when the tree blossoms are coming out. I always find the first ones are wild plum and Juneberry and pin cherry. They start us off with blooming white, small trees with white flowers, and if you go down the road and you suddenly start seeing all these little white flowered things along the side of the road, those are the early ones. They're followed by elder and choke cherry a little bit later, and not far behind is going to be the lilac. We also have things like the fly honeysuckle that is in bloom. They're a little bit harder to see, but they're out there as well. And then if you get in the woods, you can see that besides those spring wildflowers, we have the fiddlehead ferns. Other things of note, I mentioned before how we get into the rainy season. Now it sounds like from the forecast that we might be getting more rain. We are now at more than 15 hours of daylight, and that's going to continue to be bright because, yes, we're at the full moon time as well. So, Lisa, this is an incredible time. There's stuff going on all the time. So get out and take a look.
We will indeed, Larry, and thanks so much for joining us early. Yep. Appreciate it. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.